Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good.
The late, great godfather of soul, ladies and gentlemen, James Brown. Bring us back with a little funk. 17 till Jim Blasingame. That's not funk. That's real soul music, isn't it? Funk came later, right? Anyway, 17 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance, and use it to your advantage. Don't forget to check out the video. Brand new video up on the website. New poll question this week. We want to know what you think. The newsletter, of course, is new every week. We'll send that to you on Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. Lots and lots of stuff you can read, listen to, ask questions, and right there, and you can find it all off of smallbusinessadvocate.com. And our mobile site is m.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Kathy Perry is our guest. Kathy's a good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, our social media expert. Right now we're talking about some of the new things that Facebook's come out with. Kathy, thanks again for hanging out with us. KathyPerry.com, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P.
Yes, and I'm not Katy Perry. Just want to clarify that.
Much prettier than Katy Perry. Kathy, tell us about some of the other new things
I want to really make sure I let everyone know, because this is going to be so critical to their success with the new timeline cover. They have a lot of restrictions on the new timeline cover, so they're not
Facebook,
letting you use
Facebook
it.
Facebook has a lot of new restrictions.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of new restrictions with Facebook timeline cover. So you're not going to be able to have your contact information. They want it to be more graphic-oriented. So they don't want you to use it as an ad. So no price or purchase information. They don't want any calls to action, like buy now, in that cover. You can't use any promos or ads.
So is this going to mean that Facebook's going to be less desirable for business purposes?
Well, they're just shifting how you do things on it.
Yeah.
I don't know why all these restrictions on the timeline covers, that they really locked it down, and actually people who violate this get their page shut down.
Well, the reason they're doing it is because they don't want your customer your marketing messages and whatever to distract from what they're going to be wanting to present to drive revenue.
That's right, because obviously they're still showing ads on your pages and things like that.
Yep.
That are contextual. And so, so they don't want your Facebook page to be a big advertisement,
right?
I guess.
Right.
They want it to be an engagement.
They want people to click on their ads, not on your ads.
Right. And so the new apps, which are, used to be the custom tabs, now they're apps, they have thumbnails for those apps. So you'll have 12 app thumbnails that you can use, a little bit different than on the friends page. On the friends page, there'll be photos, videos, notes, likes, and events, but on the business page, it will not be those. So you have to think about, what are those pages going to be? What are those apps going to be within your custom page?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit different experience.
So
they're shifting us to.
What is your opinion about this? Is this, if you're a serious business user, you've got a Facebook fan page? Will you still be able to have a fan page, by the way?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So you got a Facebook
fan
page.
You
still got a Facebook fan page. You've been doing business on that. Let's say that there's a small business out there that's actually been using this really well and to their advantage and growing their revenue through Facebook. They've been getting prospects and closing those prospects. And so the Facebook fan page has been a really dynamic and important part of their growth strategy. After the changes happen, after the end of this month, how will it affect those companies?
Well, it's going to affect them a lot if they have been using a welcome tab to drive traffic
right.
somewhere else, because they're not going to have that default welcome tab anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're going to have to move. That call to action has to be put on a custom app.
Do you think do you think their customers and prospects will be as attracted to using Facebook for this kind of thing with the changes, and therefore not necessarily blame or be detrimental to the business, the small business?
Well, I think that as anything, Facebook is a huge, huge still player. If that's where your customer is, you still are trying to be in front of that customer. They've just changed all the rules on how you get in front of that customer.
So you're saying
you
get
might
over
have
it.
To use more ads. You might have to use more Facebook ads.
You're saying everybody has to get over it.
Well, what do we do? Until there's another player that size, we're forced to play their game.
Right.
If we want to be in front of that customer, and it is still a great platform to reach a very large audience that is specific to
but
your.
But what if you don't
niche?
Need to reach a large audience? What if you need to reach
and
a
if,
local audience?
If you don't
audience?
Need that.
And that's what I want to talk about when we come back. Can we do that? We're going to take a break in a second.
Yes.
I want to talk about something I've been saying, Kathy, for a long time. And I've been saying that for businesses, in 3 years or so, I think there's a good chance that Facebook won't even be part of your world. Or maybe even Twitter or whatever, that it won't be just about that. In fact, you might be able to have more control over it than ever before. And you might want to start thinking about getting started with it. And I want to talk about that when we come back after these messages with Kathy Perry. KathyPerry.com is her website. She helps companies just like yours navigate these kinds of things we're talking about. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.